Future vision, imagine the year 2100. Stop copying others and start thinking creatively beyond the usual ways. Imagine how the world might look in the year 2100. Your vision of the future is likely different from today's world because thinking about the future means imagining progress. We all understand this because we've seen how much the world has changed since we were kids, especially with advances in technology. When thinking about the year 2100, you might picture incredibly fast airplanes, self-driving cars that are quiet and sleek, and computer screens so thin they're almost invisible from the side. It's a future filled with upgraded versions of the products and services we use today. Creating new technologies or methods is known as vertical progress. It involves developing entirely new ideas instead of just building on existing ones. Globalization often drives horizontal progress by spreading existing ideas to more people. However, to achieve true innovation, simply expanding on existing ideas isn't sufficient. Different paths of progress. The invention of smartphones marked a significant leap forward, moving from a world without them to one with them. When companies started selling smartphones in new markets, they were simply expanding what already existed. Peter Thiel's concept of going from zero to one explains this further. Imagine a graph, moving along the x-axis means making incremental improvements and copies, going from 1 to 2 to 3 and so on, or from 1 to n in mathematical terms. On the y-axis, vertical progress means creating something entirely new, going from nothing to something, or from 0 to 1. Predict the future as a startup founder. To succeed as a startup founder, focus and determination matter more than relying on luck. Vertical progress, which involves creating something new to meet future needs, is harder than horizontal progress. Peter Thiel, known for his insights, believes it's crucial for founders to critically assess the present and envision the future. He challenges job candidates with questions like, "What important truth do very few people agree with you on?" This helps identify those who can think innovatively and shape the future. After analyzing your potential future possibilities, the next step is clear: focus. Many people think about the future in endless ways. They try to get ready for every possible event. This approach is pointless because the future is full of unknowns and variables. A better way is to work towards achieving the best future for yourself. For instance, many students join many clubs in hopes of getting into a great college. But wouldn't it be smarter to focus on mastering one subject so you can be the best at it? When starting a new business, it's important to remember that a startup only has one optimal future. Achieving this goal requires a focused effort. Success comes from making deliberate choices, identifying a unique niche, developing an innovative product, and waiting for the right conditions. When everything aligns, that's the time to take action. Innovation driven by monopolies. Many believe competition drives economic growth by pushing companies to improve their products. However, monopolies fuel innovation. When people hear monopoly, they often think of large, unfair companies squeezing out competition. But having a monopoly doesn't always mean unfair treatment. It can show exceptional performance where competitors can't keep up. This usually happens when a company creates something unique that others can't copy. Google has dominated the search engine industry without much competition in recent years, leaving past rivals like Yahoo and AltaVista far behind. Some see this as unfair to potential competitors in the lucrative market. However, many benefit from Google's powerful search engine, which is widely used. Achieving a monopoly hasn't hindered long-term competition. New companies can enter the search engine market if they create something innovative, not just a copy of Google. This benefits consumers if the new search engine proves better than Google's. Positive effects of monopolies on industries. Monopoly structures also have another positive impact. They prevent the emergence of industries where competition is so intense that everyone suffers. Consider the fiercely competitive airline industry in 2012. With numerous airlines vying for passengers and revenue, prices were driven down drastically. Ultimately, each passenger trip only yielded a paltry profit of $0.37. In stark contrast, Google maintains more than 25% of its revenues as profits. These benefits of monopolies extend not only to society but also significantly benefit companies. First, monopolies often have advanced technology that outperforms competitors by a significant margin, usually at least 10 times better. For instance, Google's search algorithms are faster and more predictive than others, making it tough for rivals to replace them. Second, Monopolies benefit from network effects. The more people use their product, the more valuable it becomes. Take Facebook, for example, its usefulness grows as more friends and family join. New competitors struggle to attract customers away from established monopolies with large user bases. Third, monopolies enjoy economies of scale, which means they can produce goods at lower costs due to large-scale operations. For instance, a bakery with high fixed costs like rent and utilities can spread these costs across more units sold, making each product cheaper. Finally, monopolies often have strong, irreplaceable brands. Apple, for instance, has built a tech brand that competitors find hard to match. Despite attempts by others to imitate Apple's sleek designs and stores, they haven't achieved the same level of success or brand buzz. Therefore, to assess a business's potential to become a monopoly, evaluate these four factors: technological superiority, network effects, economies of scale, and a strong brand presence. Keys to startup success. To succeed, you'll need a clear vision, a unique advantage, determination, a strong team culture, and a top-notch sales strategy. The key ingredient in startup founders. Startup founders are often seen as adventurous and passionate, but what sets them apart is their uniqueness. Successful founders, like those at PayPal, tend to be a bit unconventional. For instance, many of PayPal's early team members had an unusual hobby of building bombs for teenagers. Originality is crucial in a founding team because founders do more than just start a company and hire people. They provide a vision. This vision isn't something you can develop from a business manual. It stems from the unique ideas and personalities of the team. Take Apple, for example. In the 1970s, Apple was a small, playful, and highly innovative company. However, as it grew, there was a shift towards hiring more managers. In 1985, Apple even removed its brilliant founder, Steve Jobs. This move led to a company with refined management practices but lacked the creative spark that Jobs had brought. Steve Jobs revives Apple. In 1997, when Apple was on the brink of collapse, Steve Jobs returned to lead the company. Driven by his vision of personal computing, he made some bold decisions. In 2001, he launched the iPod, initially dismissed by analysts as just a trendy gadget for Mac users. The iPod, however, proved to be a huge success. This was followed by the iPhone and iPad. By 2010, Apple had expanded its lineup to include a range of sleek post-PC devices with unique features. Jobs' carefully crafted plan based on his vision helped Apple become the world's most valuable company. This success story highlights that even a strong company needs the originality and vision of its founder to achieve exceptional performance. Pursue innovation secrets in tech. Searching for ways to achieve vertical progress can be disheartening in today's high-tech world, saturated with life-changing inventions. It might seem like all the groundbreaking ideas have already been discovered. However, this belief is misleading. The truth is, there are still plenty of secrets out there, important ideas that most people overlook or underestimate. These secrets are challenging to uncover because they often face skepticism and require independent exploration. Yet, they are not beyond reach. For tech companies, the ultimate secret lies in possessing superior technology compared to their competitors. This advantage solidifies their position as market leaders. Identifying and pursuing such secrets is crucial. Otherwise, companies risk becoming mere providers of horizontal progress, offering conventional products in a fiercely competitive market. For instance, during the 1990s, Hewlett-Packard excelled in technology, launching innovative products like affordable color printers and all-in-one machines combining printing, copying, and faxing, a bold idea at the time. However, by the late 1990s, a dispute erupted among the board members. Engineer Tom Perkins and his group advocated doubling down on developing new technologies. But ultimately, Chairwoman Patricia Dunn prevailed. She argued that technical matters were not the board's responsibility. As a result, HP ceased its pursuit of cutting-edge innovations in the 2000s, leading to a significant decline in its market value. Build value through persistence. PayPal was established in 1998 by Max Levchin, Luke Nosek, and Peter Thiel. Initially, the company didn't generate profits. In fact, by 2001, Thiel realized that much of PayPal's value was based on projected future profits, expected to materialize over a decade. As history shows, PayPal eventually became highly profitable. The important lesson here is that startups often take years to become profitable. Even without immediate profits, a startup can still hold value because its worth is determined by future earnings across its lifespan. For aspiring entrepreneurs, it's crucial to understand that success may not come right away. Persistence and long-term commitment are essential. Therefore, starting small and gradually expanding makes practical sense for building a sustainable business. Start by focusing on your own business rather than trying to excel in every field. Narrow down your target market as much as possible. This makes it easier to become a leader in that specific area. Once you dominate a niche, you can gradually expand into broader markets. Take Amazon, for example. Jeff Bezos initially aimed to be the best online retailer globally. However, he began by selling only books. Amazon became a giant in the book market before moving into CDs, videos, and other products. Contrary to popular belief, Amazon's success didn't happen overnight. Importance of strong team culture. Building a business requires a solid foundation from the start. Creating a strong team culture where everyone supports and trusts each other is crucial. For instance, at PayPal, the team was so close-knit that many members went on to launch new ventures together. In startups, every team member plays a vital role due to the small size. Therefore, when considering investing in a company, it's essential not only to assess the skills and vision of the people involved but also their connections. Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, experienced firsthand how weak personal relationships can impact a team. He had previously invested in a venture started by Luke Nosek and someone he barely knew. Eventually, their differences led to the venture's downfall, affecting Thiel's investment. Balance interests in company ownership. Consider carefully the people you start your company with and ensure the diverse interests of owners are balanced. Founders often prioritize gradual product development, while the board may push for quick profitability. Though these goals can coexist, they may lead to conflicts. Early conflict resolution strategies are essential. Creating a strong company culture goes beyond the C-level executives. Effective teamwork thrives on mutual understanding and trust among all employees. Remember, company culture isn't just about perks like a pool table or soda machine, it's about fostering strong relationships, which requires dedication and time. Essential steps for success. To succeed in selling your innovative products, having a strong sales strategy is crucial. Many founders love technology and focus on product innovation, which is positive, but this can lead to neglecting sales. Tech enthusiasts need to prioritize sales efforts. Achieving effective product sales requires efficient distribution. This involves not just choosing sales channels but also organizing your sales efforts effectively. It's crucial to assess each potential client's value before deciding how much effort to invest in making a sale. For instance, at Palantir, a data analytics company, closing a single sale can bring in millions. In such cases, CEOs personally handle sales because high-paying clients expect direct involvement from company executives. In contrast, in businesses where sales bring in smaller amounts, it's more efficient to delegate sales to a competent team rather than the CEO. Enhance your sales strategy. To improve your sales distribution, it's important to focus on effective sales tactics. Instead of using manipulative techniques that often don't work, consider building strong relationships with your clients and finding effective ways to reach customers. For instance, some products benefit from viral marketing, where users attract more users through word of mouth. Others may thrive with traditional advertising methods. Before investing heavily in any marketing campaign, start small. Experiment with different approaches among a select group of customers. If a strategy proves successful, you can then scale it up to reach larger customer segments. Why cleantech startups failed in Silicon Valley. During the mid-2000s to late 2000s, Silicon Valley saw a boom in investments in clean technology, or cleantech, products and services focused on sustainable use of natural resources and renewable energy. Thousands of companies entered the market with over $50 billion in investments. However, many of these companies failed, taking their investors' money down with them. The primary reason for their failure was that executives were overly optimistic and didn't analyze the market thoroughly. For instance, cleantech companies underestimated the need for technology far superior to what established energy companies offered, not just slightly better products. Slow progress in cleantech innovation and business strategy. Some companies in the cleantech sector expected rapid, exponential advancements in technologies like solar panels, anticipating these would lead to significant growth. However, progress in clean technology has been gradual and steady. Cleantech firms operate within the trillion-dollar energy industry, facing fierce competition for market share. It was often more advantageous to target smaller markets where monopolies could be established quickly. Many cleantech companies were led by executives without technical backgrounds, lacking expertise in developing high-quality products. For instance, the electric vehicle startup Better Place believed so strongly in its technology that it neglected to establish effective distribution channels. Despite spending $800 million and selling only 1,000 cars, it ultimately went bankrupt. Several solar technology firms were caught off guard when Chinese manufacturers started producing similar products at lower costs. This outcome should have been anticipated from the beginning. Key considerations for startup success. To successfully launch a startup, it's crucial to avoid common pitfalls. Here are seven essential questions to ensure you're on the right track. 1. The innovation question: can you create a groundbreaking technology? 2. The timing question: is now the best time to start your business? 3. The market question: will you dominate a niche market initially? 4. The team question: does your team have what it takes to seize this opportunity? 5. The delivery question: how will you get your product to customers? 6. The longevity question: can you maintain your market position over the next decade or two? 7. The opportunity question: do you spot a unique chance that others have overlooked? Key points 1. True innovation comes from creating new ideas rather than just improving existing ones. 2. Focus on learning a specific area to excel instead of spreading yourself too thin. 3. Monopolies can drive innovation by enabling companies to invest in superior technology. 4. Building a strong team culture is vital for startup success and resilience. 5. Persistence is key. Startups often take years to become profitable. 6. Effective sales strategies and strong customer relationships are essential for growth. 7. Always assess your market, team, and timing before launching a startup.